We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, lawyer viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5, La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holitel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taberacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Indonesia pledges to increase the safety of over 3,000 schools and 100 hospitals. In humanitarian news, United Arab Emirates-based charities feed thousands in Palestine and Haiti. In animal news, Echo, a hero rescue canine, rejoins his friends and colleagues in the United Kingdom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 11, spiritual teacher, social activist, and peace advocate, Acharya Vinoba Pabe was born in 1895 in Gagore, India. In 1951, Acharya Vinoba Pabe started the Bhutan Land Gift Movement, which led to more than 5 million acres of land being donated to the disadvantaged. Acharya Binobapabe was also involved in promoting protection of cows throughout India. For his loving works for the underserved, he became the first recipient of the International Ramon Magsaysay Award for Community Leadership in 1958. In 1983, he was posthumously recognized with India's highest civilian honor, the Bharat Ratna, for his outstanding service to the nation. May selfless individuals such as Acharya Binobapabe continue to grace our world. Four years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television had our inaugural broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Through the grace of the Providence, we are now able to air our programs across the globe and around the clock. We humbly offer our profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her enlightened vision, compassionate guidance, and loving care, which has enabled our channel to come into existence and reach so many. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary.
Certificate of Congressional Recognition presented in honor of Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary. I join with Congress in recognition of your 4 years serving the people of Orange County with exemplary programming. Member of Congress, Loretta Sanchez.
Lion News. Fierce wildfires scorch eastern Spain. More than 1,000 residents were evacuated this past week as four wildfires burned through forest and brush in the provinces of Valencia and Alicante, destroying at least 2,500 hectares thus far. With some regions of flame approaching urban areas, more than 700 firefighters were dispatched and have been working tirelessly to put out the fire since early Tuesday, September 7th.
As of Thursday, officials reported that one blaze was under control but not extinguished, with heat, winds, and general lack of rain creating extremely dry conditions and leaving approximately 2,000 hectares still burning in Alicante and Murcia provinces. Evacuated residents are being housed in shelters provided by local governments and the Red Cross, with access to certain roads and rail services disrupted as well. Defense Minister Carme Chacón, who flew over the affected regions to see for herself, said, "This is one of the fiercest fires we have seen for many years."
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our nearby association members to please check with regional governments and agencies such as the Red Cross to see if any help is needed, and to go if possible to offer aid to the most vulnerable. She added that funds are available as necessary.
"Our sincere thanks, firefighting and emergency personnel, as well as government officials, for your timely actions to safeguard the public. Wishing Spain the blessing of gentle rain as we pray for the protection of both human and animal residents, and that such destructive events are minimized with our kinder care of the environment."
Typhoon Meranti makes landfall in Formosa or Taiwan and China. A land and sea warning was issued on Thursday, September 9th, in response to Typhoon Meranti, which formed southwest of the island as a tropical storm and intensified as it headed toward China. Torrential rains that began on Wednesday dropped over 350 millimeters of precipitation in parts of southeastern Taitung County within just 24 hours, prompting the county government to evacuate more than 500 villagers as well as order the temporary closure of local schools and offices. The downpours also damaged several bridges and roads, with a landslide blocking one road that permits access to a remote community of 700 Aboriginal tribe members.
The 3rd District Maintenance Construction Office of the Directorate General of Highways stated that repairs were being made to restore full function in all areas as quickly as possible. On Friday, as the typhoon made landfall in China's Fujian province, it was downgraded to a tropical storm, with approximately 145,000 local residents evacuated for their safety and flights between Fujian and Formosa cancelled. Although both Fujian and neighboring Zhejiang province were swept with heavy winds and rain, there were fortunately no casualties or injuries reported in the affected areas thus far.
"Our appreciation for Formosan or Taiwanese and Chinese officials for your precautionary measures. We pray for the protection of all affected by the storms as we strive to reduce such weather intensities through our gentler and more eco-stabilizing ways.
Earthquakes rattle Iran, New Zealand, Fiji, Vanuatu, and Chile. On Tuesday, September 7th, a 5.3 magnitude tremor occurred in the southern Iranian province of Hormuzgan, its epicenter located 167 kilometers west of the port city of Bandar Abbas at a depth of 28 kilometers. Also on Tuesday, a 5.2 magnitude tremor jolted New Zealand's North Island, 75 kilometers southwest of Napier. While elsewhere in the nation, violent aftershocks continued to rattle Christchurch following the major 7.1 magnitude quake on Saturday. Two aftershocks measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale on Tuesday prompted officials to temporarily evacuate 70 people to a local high school, while a 5.1 magnitude tremor on Wednesday caused several already weakened buildings to collapse, along with power outages as frightened people fled into the streets.
Meanwhile, the Fiji region was also shaken on Wednesday by a shallow 6.3 magnitude earthquake centered just 10 kilometers deep and 155 kilometers northeast of Lombasa. That evening, Vanuatu experienced a 6.2 magnitude tremor centered 142 kilometers southeast of Visingil. Chile's Biobío region was also jolted by a strong earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale early on Thursday morning as it struck offshore 35 kilometers southwest of Concepcion at a depth of 17 kilometers. There were fortunately no injuries or casualties reported for any of these events.
We are thankful for the general safety of those in the quake-hit regions as we pray that such potential disasters subside through our striving for greater consideration of all life.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. President Barack Obama and other international leaders call for respect of Holy Quran. Political and religious leaders across the globe, including the United States, Asia, and the European Union, have joined in rejecting the proposed actions of a Florida, USA pastor of burning the Quran on September 11th, marking the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. U.S. religious leaders from Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths also called for respect for the Quran, as stated by Reverend Michael Kinnaman, General Secretary of the National Council of Churches, who said, "We are made richer and deeper in our Christian community by our relationship with Muslim and Jewish colleagues." Conveying the response of the U.S. government, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, "It is regrettable that a pastor in Gainesville, Florida, with a church of no more than 50 people, can make this outrageous and distrustful, disgraceful plan to get the world's attention."
In further denouncing the act, U.S. President Barack Obama stated on behalf of the country,
"It is absolutely important now for the overwhelming majority of the American people to hang on to that thing that is best in us, a belief in religious tolerance. I will do everything that I can, as long as I am President of the United States, to remind the American people that we are one nation under God. And we may call that God different names, but we remain one nation."
As a result of this clear rejection, the pastor has called off his plan. At an iftar hosted by the U.S. State Department in honor of the holy month of Ramadan, attended by government dignitaries and American Muslim leaders, Secretary Clinton also said, "Our commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. So tonight, while we celebrate together, let us consider how we can build broader and deeper bonds of mutual understanding, mutual respect, and cooperation among people of all faiths in the year to come, here at home and abroad. Our appreciation, President Obama, Secretary Clinton, international and religious leaders, for coming together as one voice to uphold the essential principle of tolerance and respect towards Islam and all religions. May we unite in honoring the world's diverse religious faiths and our shared heritage as heaven's children."
U.S. and China continue to enhance diplomatic ties. During their three-day visit to China, U.S. National Economic Counselor Director Lawrence Summers and Deputy National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon met with President Hu Jintao, Premier Wen Jiabao, and a range of other officials. Their discussions are part of a series that have taken place between U.S. and Chinese officials in recent months, with more planned for the future to continue improving relations between the world's two largest economies. Their talks during this session covered a range of topics, including trade balance, currency policy, and other aspects of international relations. Following the meetings, both sides expressed satisfaction with their progress, with President Hu stating that it was important for China and the U.S. to work together on various international challenges and to support the global economic recovery. The U.S. representatives also conveyed President Obama's commitment to further enhancing the two countries' cooperative relations. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, United States and China, for your amicable meetings of mutual goodwill. Blessed be such a cooperative spirit of partnership in benefiting fellow citizens and societies worldwide.
Comprehensive study shows plant-based protein lowers mortality rate. A recent study from researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health in the USA, together with associates from the National University of Singapore, has shown that a low-carbohydrate and high-protein diet based in animal fats and protein increases one's likelihood of dying from heart problems and cancer. Published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the comprehensive study followed more than 85,000 women and 44,500 men for between 22 and 26 years. The results revealed that compared to those whose protein and food intake was more plant-based, the people who consumed the highest amounts of animal fat and protein had a 23% higher risk of dying from all causes, with a 14% higher incidence of death from heart-related disease and 28% higher risk of dying from cancer. In commenting on the study, nutrition professor and lead author Dr. Frank B. Hugh of Harvard School of Public Health stated, "We looked at these two versions of low-carb diets and found that the impact of the two are drastically different. Those who follow the animal-based low-carb diet have an increased risk of total mortality and cancer mortality in particular." Our appreciation, Dr. Hugh, and fellow scientists from the Harvard School of Public Health and National University of Singapore, for your detailed research that confirms the deadly risk of consuming animal-based foods. May more and more people realize the multifold benefits of the humane plant-based diet for vibrant health and peace of mind.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Rare flower blooms for first time in centuries. The Franklin tree, known for its large, fragrant, and beautiful white blooms, was first discovered in the United States by two brothers who named the plant after their close friend, founding father of the USA, and renowned inventor Benjamin Franklin. The plant became extinct in the United States, however, in the 1800s, and a single specimen was brought back to the Trewithen Estate Nursery in Cornwall, United Kingdom, but was later feared lost. However, the rare shrub revived, and the staff has successfully cultivated several Franklin trees, with three that are flowering this year and more expected next year. Nursery manager Luke Hazelton noted, "It is such a rare shrub and extinct in the wild. To see it flower in this country is of great interest to many plant lovers." Our sincere thanks and congratulations, Mr. Hazelton, and gardeners at the Trewith and Estate Nursery. Your loving care allows the world to delight in the beauty of this rare gift of nature.
British journalist freed in Pakistan. On Thursday, September 9th, the High Commission of the United Kingdom in Pakistan confirmed the release of documentary filmmaker Asad Qureshi following a six-month detainment. The British-Pakistani national had disappeared in March while working on a film project commissioned in North Waziristan by the UK's Channel 4. Mr. Qureshi was said to be in good health upon his release and joined family members in Islamabad on Thursday before returning to Britain on Friday. We are delighted to hear of Mr. Qureshi's peaceful freedom and joyful reunion with loved ones. Our prayers for all journalists to be able to carry out their noble duty and safety across the globe.
Save our planet. UN calls for governments to prepare for greater volatility in food supplies. Following recent devastating crop losses in Russia and Pakistan due to climate-related drought, fires, and floods, public awareness of the global food supply's vulnerability has driven food commodity prices up. This has created tension and conflict that in some cases has resulted in deadly violence, as in Mozambique, where protests were sparked when bread prices suddenly increased by 30%.
Meanwhile, Europe's wheat prices are now 60% higher than in 2009, and Russia just announced the extension of a ban on wheat exports for another year due to the nation's severe drought, inadequate harvest, and economic inflation. Farmers there, for example, have experienced the driest season in 130 years, with experts having observed cracks in the soil so dry that no moisture can be reached without digging an entire meter into the ground. This year's drought has in fact already threatened next year's harvest, as farmers must plant now to reap a fruitful crop, but cannot do so without rain.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has responded to these concerns by calling a September 24th meeting to discuss how to best address this and potential future instabilities in food supplies. Speaking of the current food situation, UN FAO Assistant Director General for Economic and Social Development, Hafez Ghanem, warned that even though grain production overall this year is the third highest on record despite the recent crop failures, future supplies could be jeopardized by extreme weather events or further export bans, causing more global price volatility. Grain prices have also been affected by demands for meat, with livestock consuming more than one-third of global grain supplies during the 2008-2009 season.
We thank the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization for your efforts to help stabilize global food markets through a better understanding of the current situation and effective planning for the future. Let us all work together to shift food policies in a wise and sustainable direction for the security of all people.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized the most simple and effective remedy to this mounting global food shortage problem.
The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. Just because we can still sit here pretty and talk, just because in our areas there is not yet water shortage or food prices gone up, doesn't mean it will not happen to us soon. We have to do something to avoid the tragedy that is already happening to billions of other people. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food. Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg. Just be veg. It's truly enough for now, and it will be enough for a long future to come.
Save Our Planet, a report by the International Union of the Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, summarizing the findings of 200 scientists, finds that 21% of Northern Africa's freshwater species, such as fish, crabs, mollusks, aquatic plants, and insects, are threatened with extinction.
Save Our Planet, addressing a group at the Sri Lanka Agricultural Technology Park, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa encourages organic growing methods, stating that the government is working to increase organic practices to provide chemical-free produce to fellow citizens.
Save Our Planet in the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires. More and more people are showing their consideration for the environment by leaving their cars at home and choosing bicycles as their preferred mode of transportation. A practice promoted by the pro-bicycle movement Masa Critica, or Critical Mass.
Warning news. International scientists are finding that genetically modified or GMO food crops create highly concentrated pesticides inside their cells to repel insects, which in turn can cause extremely adverse symptoms when the harvested crop is ingested, including headaches, vomiting, stomach pain, fever, and more.
Greetings, friends. I'm Buko, the Vicuna, vegan all the way. And today I'm going to share a tip on landscaping. Flowering herbs make decorative walkways and borders in your garden. They can then be harvested and used in salads and recipes. Check with your local nursery for ideas on which plants will work best on your grounds. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In health news, Indonesia pledges to increase the safety of over 3,000 schools and 100 hospitals. The commitment is part of an initiative by the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, called the 1 Million Safe Schools and Hospitals Campaign. Indonesia has agreed to improve the structures to help them better withstand earthquakes and other natural disasters. Our earnest thankfulness, Indonesia, for your dedication to safeguarding your residents. May all lives be blessed with secure and tranquil surroundings.
In humanitarian news, United Arab Emirates-based charities feed thousands in Palestine and Haiti. The campaign was organized by Life for Relief and Development. The non-profit's partners, the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Charity and the Zayed bin Sultan Al Najyan Foundation, supplied food for a month to 2,500 families in need in Gaza, Palestine. In addition, the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Charity provided a month's worth of food for 500 families in Haiti. Our sincere appreciation, Life for Relief and Development, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Charity, and Zayed bin Sultan Al Najyan Foundation for your compassion and generosity. May your kindness bring much benefit and joy to all the recipients. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Echo, a hero rescue canine, is welcomed home after a dedicated mission. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more lustrous news on Supreme Master Television.
Quiero dar mis grandes felicitaciones al canal por su gran preocupación por el medio ambiente, por nuestros animales, por nuestra sociedad y por todos los que conforman de alguna manera toda la parte ecológica y el equilibrio y desarrollo sustentable. Muchas gracias.
Hi, this is Dan Ferraro, the creator of Bizarro, and I want to wish the Supreme Master Television a happy 4th anniversary.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a cooperative world. in animal news. A hero rescue dog is welcomed back to the United Kingdom after a courageous mission. Echo, who helped look for survivors after the January 2010 earthquake in Haiti, returned to Greater Manchester after a period of time in quarantine. The six-year-old had tirelessly carried out over 40 searches in buildings still experiencing the effects of aftershocks. With temperatures of almost 37 degrees Celsius, Echo had to recover from heat exhaustion after his first dedicated week of work. The brave canine was back at the job the next day. Bravo, compassionate Echo, for your devotion and vital efforts. May heaven grace you with a long, healthy, and love-filled life.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, told in English, entitled Headline.
Before, the news read, according to boxing coach Brookelow's announcement, Hanaku will miss the World Championship due to a displaced shoulder joint. From the new headline editor after, Brookelow displaced. Hanaku, Miss World Champion.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, we love Supreme Master Television with all its programs. A million thanks and endless love. We hunger for your loving wisdom to guide us and are eager to share your wise words with people around us to promote veganism, to save our planet and animals. We pray with our hearts and soul that all your dreams will come true soon, very soon, and we will celebrate a new golden age together with you. Yours respectfully, Azur.
Hi Azur, it is wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Beautiful Azur, thank you for your sweet love and prayers. When all people embrace the virtuous vegan lifestyle, we truly will have heaven on earth. May the light of the providence always shine on your angelic heart. I embrace you with all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with inner peace and radiant joy.
全球的观众朋友大家好，我是唐美云，很高兴有这个机会在这里跟全球的观众朋友问好，还有跟各位全球观众朋友推荐电视台已经有四周年啊，而且要邀请到专辑的观众朋友，我们一起来欣赏武尚师电视台好节目好频道。
This is your birthday coming up. I wish you every success, every happiness, and may you go from strength to strength, and please God, you'll become the leading light in bringing the society back to a proper, stable living with each other. Thank you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thanks to the joint efforts by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, the government of Zimbabwe, and international donors, some 13 million textbooks are being distributed to 5,575 primary schools across Zimbabwe to improve the country's education.
The first ever girls' cricket camp in Afghanistan, sponsored by the Marylebone Cricket Club of London, the Afghan Youth Cricket Support Organization, and the Afghan Connection Organization, is held in Kabul, with 50 girls participating.
For the well-being of expectant mothers in Pakistan, the United Nations Population Fund has deployed obstetricians and midwives to flood-affected areas, with some 1,500 births having been successfully attended since early August.
Canadian teens and longtime friends Alexander Allard and Danny Luong win the 2010 Stockholm Junior Water Prize for developing a technique to use bacteria in eliminating polystyrene waste to clean up waterways.
Thanks to surgeries performed by physicians in Virginia, USA, which removed the congenital cataracts clouding her vision, 12-year-old Jamaican girl Vitara Campbell's eyesight has now dramatically improved.
Online facilities and internet tools such as email, online chats, and the use of social networking sites such as Facebook can help people with mental and physical impairments meet friends, find work, and communicate with others, thus improving their self-esteem and quality of life.
American Mark Zuckerberg, vegan founder of the popular social networking site Facebook, has been ranked first in the U.S. magazine Vanity Fair's list of 100 most influential people.
University of Utah scientists in the USA are using microelectrodes to translate patients' brain signals into words in research that could allow paralyzed persons to communicate with the outside world.
Over 2 million come from around the Islamic world to attend the last night of the reciting of the Quran for the holy month of Ramadan at Al Masjid Al Haram in Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and the President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, attend the 7th Forum of Russia-Kazakhstan Interregional Cooperation, during which agreements are signed on water and energy cooperation, among others.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.